Leo Laporte, the tech guy, and Johnny Jett, our travel guru. Each week he joins us to talk about using tech for better travel. Just got off the plane from Miami. Were you there for fun?
No, I was actually hosting a Twitter chat from the new Norwegian Escape cruise.
Oh.
Ship.
Nice.
Which is a beautiful ship, and I had all this fun stuff planned for this week. Cool apps, but you know, after yesterday's attacks, it's just, you know, I don't feel like talking about the fun stuff. And I just think, you know, right before I came on, I was like, you know, I should do a post on what to do if you're ever in a city where there's been a terrorist attack. And unfortunately, you know, that's happened to me a couple times. I was in Mumbai. Actually, I was in India, central India, when the Mumbai attacks happened. I was supposed to be at the Taj Hotel, which,
you're kidding,
you know, was one of the, 36 hours later, I had a reservation.
Holy cow.
And then I was in New York for 9/11. And so, you know, I got a little bit of experience. You know, I was never in the mix of it. So,
well, let me say one thing up front. I think Facebook has really got a great solution.
And that's one of my tips.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and talk about this.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, what the first thing you have to do is try and remain calm, which is, you know, easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're in the mix of it, you know, it's impossible. But, you know, if you're in a city and it's not where you are, just, you got to relax and, you know, stay somewhere safe. You know, usually wherever you're in a hotel or wherever you are, you know, stay safe. And then, you know, contact your loved ones. And Facebook has a really good tool where, you know, it knows where you are if you checked in there. And all you have to do is, I guess, where I hear from my friends is, you know, click a button saying that you're safe. And that way, you know, you don't have to go answering everybody who's calling you or emailing you or whatever. And they can just log on there. I mean,
Facebook, you have anything, knows you are there. They will even send you a text message because sometimes, of course, you're not going to log on to Facebook. Right. So they'll send you a text message and they'll say, are you okay? Let your friends, loved ones know. You say yes. And then when they log in, there'll be a list. And I saw this list of friends in Paris, as many of us did, that says they're okay, they're okay, they're okay. And it's so reassuring. Although it's a little spooky and scary when you don't see somebody's name on there.
Right.
So, but don't assume anything. That just doesn't mean that, that just means that text didn't get to them or they don't have a phone
or number. Or they have to at least check into Facebook or at least have their location as Paris.
Facebook has to know they're there. You're right.
But if you're traveling, let's say I'm in Paris, you know, and
you
I posted
not.
A photo.
Right.
So that's what I am not quite sure.
What I thought was interesting is if Facebook will actually send you a text message if you have a cell phone on record with Facebook, knowing that you may not log in. They have to know you're there, though. You're right. So you will have had to somehow indicate that you're there.
Right. So
there was also an issue because they closed the borders, right? So there were people who had just arrived. There were people who were arriving, couldn't get in, and there were people who were there who couldn't get out.
So I've heard conflicting reports. I heard they closed the borders. You know, some say it was just the roads because the airports, you know, as far as I know, stayed open and the trains are still going and the ferries are going.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
So I think – I don't know if it was just the road borders or what, but
– Parisians, you know, were opening their homes. It was really kind of amazing. The hashtag Paris Ouvert, they were opening their homes to people stranded in Paris overnight. So
Yeah, when these things happen, it's the worst and the best of times. I mean, in New York, 9/11, you've never seen, you know, the country come together. It was, you know, there's no political parties. There's nothing. No. Everyone, it was
it's a good thing to remember, isn't it?
For sure. And and so another website, by the way, the government, the U.S. government, if you're a U.S. citizen, they have a program called Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, and it's shortened for STEP, S-T-E-P. So before you travel, you can, you know, register if you feel comfortable of where you're going. And that way, if anything ever goes, you know, happens something like this or a natural disaster, they know how to get in contact with you. So, you know, they can.
Yeah, step.state.gov.
It's a free service and it's for U.S. citizens.
I've never used this, but I will use this now. That's good when we travel. Yeah.
Some people are against it. Some people say that, you know, if something goes wrong, the U.S. embassy is usually the first one to close their doors. You know, one of my buddies who's a travel expert says he always goes to the Canadian embassy because they'll open it up for you. So, which I, you know, fortunately, I never had to run to an embassy like that. So I don't know if that's true, but you can always keep that in the back of your mind.
Oh, I'm sure the Canadians wouldn't turn you away. They're very nice people.
Oh, I married one, so.
We love Canada.
And I was in the U.S. embassy a couple weeks ago in Bangkok. You know, it's just they're their security is insane. You can't even bring your cell phone in there. You have to check your cell phone. You're not allowed to have multiple devices. They will not let you even check them.
You should see the Paris embassy, American embassy. It is remarkable.
Right.
They're very, and I understandably, especially after Benghazi, they're very concerned about security. But my ex-wife lost her passport, and we had to go to the U.S. embassy in Paris, and that is intimidating. It's like going to Fort Knox.
For sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You're not even allowed to take a picture of the Paris U.S. embassy.
No. Nope.
So anyway, also, you know, a lot of people, if you don't feel comfortable traveling to Paris, or if you want to come home early, most airlines and trains, whatever, will waive the change fees. And this happens, you know, wherever, or they'll give you a refund. So always keep that in mind. I also always, you know, I always recommend buying travel insurance. And this is before Allianz travel insurance has sponsored, you know, my website. But, you know, I always have a travel insurance. That way you have a backup in case, you know, the airlines are not waiving things and things like that, or covering hotels, because I wouldn't. Good in travel insurance would. So, you know, I always have travel insurance. And what I also like to do is I also cross-reference other English-speaking government websites. So, you know, look at Canadians' warnings, or Australia's or UK's, for whatever country or city you're traveling to. And you know, I'm going to make a post on this, so I'll have all those links, so you don't have to go digging for them. I'm about to go digging for them. And then, you know, in 9/11, everything went down in New York, you know, all the cell service, all the phones. So back then we didn't have apps like FireChat where you could, you know, you could, or Jot where you can work, you know, or at least contact people who were nearby, you know, just using your the mesh technology, which you would know more about than I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great app. Probably a good idea to have that app, isn't it? Just in case. You never know when you're going to need it.
But your loved one's going to need to have it too.
Yeah.
And they need to be close by. Well, the Fire Chat app says it will work if there's a lot of people on it. But, you know, I've used it just to talk to, you know, Natalie, you know, nearby, but it was never, you know, far away. And I know people do it at rock concerts where they, you know, turn off the cell service and all that stuff. So, I mean, that's about it. I mean, I'm about to go do some research. I'll find some more apps and websites to use. I just came up with this idea right before I went on, so I just think it's important.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. And as we mentioned, you know, our hearts go out to everybody in Paris and all over the world, people suffering from this ISIS and. But you
you can't let these guys win. I mean, nope. I'm a lover and not a fighter, but I'm honestly ready to go fight. And but I'm not going to keep traveling the way I travel. I'm not going to let these guys scare me. And I'm going to be in Paris in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah, that's the other thing. We should all go to Paris. We shouldn't stop. It shouldn't stop us. I'll be in Paris next fall.
It's one of my favorite cities. And,
well, as I said at the beginning of the show, I think we often consider it the capital, the world's capital. It is more than just a French city. It is our city, you know.
Yeah.
All of our city, like New York. Thank you, Johnny Jett. People should go to johnnyjett.com. There's lots of great information there. Don't forget his newsletter, which allows you to get great travel deals for no cost. The deals cost you a little bit, but the newsletter's free. You can also follow him on Twitter at Johnny Jett. Instagram, too. I love your Instagram pictures.
You.
And I look forward to seeing you head out and hit the road once again. Thank you, Johnny.
See you next week.